Hello, and welcome to Thought for Food. We have a special interview today with Maura Kennedy. Maura Kennedy is the founder of Five Star Health Coaching and the new Holistic Concierge website, which I'm really excited about. She's a health coach. She's a functional nutrition practitioner. She's got great interview skills. I first met her through the NEPT, the Nutritional Endocrinology Program that Dr. Rita Marie does. And then I was on her summit, and it was really my first time meeting her, and I just found her enthusiasm and positivity to be overwhelming. And since then, we've become really good friends. I'm so excited to have her here with me today, really focusing on mindset and on the holistic picture of everything that is involved in really healing. So without further ado, Maura, hello.
Hello. Thank you, Steph. So awesome to be with you on this call. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you. You're an inspiration. And so I didn't really go very much into your story and like your history and how you got even interested in health. And I'd love to just hear it from you, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. So where to begin? Really, now that I've spent 18 years searching for answers to a lot of health problems and health issues, I realize, as probably a lot of your callers know and listeners, it all starts in the gut. So I had digestive issues as a child, and looking back, I remember them now. They didn't mean a lot to me at the time. I just thought it was normal, and they slowly got worse. And the first time I ever went to a doctor, I was diagnosed with, you know, IBS and the typical, he said I had an ulcer and was put on medication right away. And that was before I got married. Because I wanted to be healthy. I was young and vibrant and wanted to be healthy. And, you know, kind of in and out of health, you know, really ever since then. I have three children and had some major problems after the birth of my son. He was, he got pneumonia at birth. And so they quickly, you know, gave me antibiotics along with very strong antibiotics for him in the hospital and ICU for 7 days. Looking back, I think it was, you know, a lot of stress, obviously, at that time in my life. I had one child at home and one in the hospital on antibiotics, staying up all night, making sure he was fine in the hospital. Oh, yeah, doesn't it just all sound like this big, perfect storm for problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course you trudge through and you go through and you do what you've got to do. And my husband and I always wanted to have four children and got pregnant with my third child, even though doctors said it would be a little bit more difficult. I was starting to have skipped periods at the time. But I was so blessed that I got pregnant the first month and came another beautiful daughter, but not so easy. I was put on bed rest at week 25 because she was coming premature. Yeah. And I got, to back up a minute, I got diagnosed with hypothyroidism after the birth of my son. It was like I could just never really recuperate after his birth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the doctors, you know, said the typical thing, oh, you've got two children and you're busy and you're working. And, you know, of course you're supposed to feel run down and feel freezing cold and have no energy and have digestive problems and be bloated. You know, and I just kind of... You know, that was supposed to be normal.
Yeah, suck it up, lady. Go home.
Yeah. Basically, here's your prescription. Suck it up and go home. So I did. I just kind of trudged through and, you know, got pregnant again and was so blessed that made it to week, I think, 35. So Megan came 4 or 5 weeks early, healthy, 7 pounds. For some reason I had big babies. But again, it was like I never really recuperated. And now I had 3 children that I was, you know, trying to take care of. I had to quit work. I couldn't do the 3 kids and work. And then my husband was like, hey, how about that 4th child? And I'm like, oh, God. So at that point, yeah, oh, God, is all I thought. At that point, I kind of had to reveal how my day was going. So I told him. I broke down in tears and told him. I said, I don't think you realize what's going on. And, you know, he's busy and he's working and, you know, God love him that he saw past all my flaws. But I said, I get up and I'm exhausted and I do what I can do and I take the kids where to their activities and to the pool or whatever time of year it was, or I try to walk them to the park so they could play. And I said, I say a lot of prayers that all I can do is get home to get them a little bit of food and we can all take naps. And again, thank God that I had wonderful nappers. So we would all take a nap. And I would let each one of the kids know. And 2 of them were in cribs at the time. So, you know, I would just say, stay in your cribs or whatever I had to do. And this went on, you know, even after I revealed how my day was going, it went on for a long time. As my older daughter got a little. Years. In fact, Steph, the first time I got out of the house between 1 and 4 o'clock, it was like, oh, my gosh, people operate during these hours? You would have thought I lived in Europe during siesta.
Right, but when there's a chronic situation going on, it's so amazing what you come to accept as normal.
Yes. And you just go day after day after day doing this. And throw in there, my dad got sick and got Alzheimer's, and my mom was passed away, and I was the only family member able to take care of him. So throw that into the loop, taking care of my father with Alzheimer's, who, again, I was so blessed. He was, you know, like a saint through the whole thing. Wonderful, made it as easy as possible for me. But yeah, it's, as you said, it's amazing what you think is normal. I thought it was normal that you shut down between 1 and 4 and you get up and you do a little stuff and you go back to bed at 9.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a wake up call, which I think a lot of people that start on a healthier journey, the wake up call was, because of the lupus and all the medications and everything I was on, I had to go get my eyes checked once every 3 to 6 months. Because one of the side effects, along with all the long list of everything else, was with the Plaquenil, you could start to lose your vision. And so I went to the eye doctor, and sure enough, I started losing my peripheral vision. And I was kind of freaked out. And I said, well, what do we do now? And he said, oh, well, you're going to have to go back and talk to your rheumatologist, but, you know, usually you just kind of lose your driver's license. Like that was normal. Again.
Yeah.
You know, you tell a, you know, I was probably about 35, 36, whatever, age person with 3 small kids, like, oh, yeah, sure, just go lose your driver's license.
Right. Yeah, I can picture that not being convenient.
Yeah, a little inconvenient. So make the appointment with the rheumatologist, and she very sweetly said, yes, well, I guess, you know, it'll probably be about a year, and you'll lose your driver's license because your vision's going to start to go. Like that, again,
wow.
It's normal. Yeah.
Wow.
And she was young. She was a young rheumatologist.
Right.
And I said, there has to be some other answer, some other way, something. I'm like, I have three small kids. Like, I'm not washing it up at age 36. And
right.
She's like, well, we don't want to rock the boat and take you off your Plaquenil. And I said, I don't feel great on it. I can't imagine feeling
right.
that much worse off of it. And she said, well, I don't feel comfortable doing that. So I said, okay, and I left. And at that time, I'm like, I've got to do something.
Right.
Except now that you know me, every once in a while, I do take matters into my own hands.
Yes, yes,
and
for better or worse.
And listen,
right.
Right, yes. And that's when I sat down and I listened to my intuition, which I think we all tend not to do.
Mm-hmm.
We all tend to reach outside of ourselves and think that everyone else has all the answers for us. And, of
right.
course, a doctor with 12 years of medical school and a thriving practice would have the right answers for me. And at that time, I started taking my Plaquenil every other day. Like, that was my start. I'm like, I've got to get myself
mm-hmm.
off this. And I just kept seeking answers. There was no computers and Googling then. So I just started asking people. I started going into health stores. I surrounded myself around healthier people. I tried to find alternative medicine doctors, energy healers. I mean, I did it all. The more voodoo, the better. I changed my diet, came off gluten. One of the big things, came off dairy, another big thing. And doing that, it was all of a sudden there was a spring in my step. And I started feeling better.
So you noticed a difference. You noticed
a big
difference. For sure.
For sure. For
mm-hmm.
sure. And it did not take long for me to feel a big difference. All my fibromyalgia symptoms, because, of course, if you've got one autoimmune issue, you've got several. So, you know, I was diagnosed with the, you know, fibromyalgia and all the other stuff that can go along with it. And I started feeling better. And so I cut back again on the Plaquenil. And all of a sudden, I was off of it, and I was feeling better, better, mind you. And
mm-hmm.
so, once again, I confess to my husband. I'm like, look, you know what? I haven't taken this stuff. He's like, what? You can't do that. You can't self-diagnose yourself and do stuff like that. It's prescription drugs. Like we all think. And I said, I got to find a rheumatologist
right.
that's going to be on board with what I'm trying to do.
Right.
So I did a little bit more research, and I found another rheumatologist, another young lady, and I told her what I did. And she said, that's great. That's amazing. This is cool. She said, unfortunately, I've never studied diet. This is what I know. But if you're feeling better without it, let's monitor you every 3 months. And if your markers aren't going up, then let's stay off of it. So
cool.
That was my that was my first step into the holistic world and listening to myself and trying to heal myself.
Right. Okay,
so.
I think there's something really important about what you just said. And I know that I've made this mistake in the past, and you just kind of taught me something here. That when one medical doctor says something, like, for instance, my rheumatologist maybe said something I didn't like, then I would just make an assumption that all the rheumatologists think this, and I disagree.
Oh.
And so I can't go there. You know what I mean? But
instead, yes.
you found somebody else who was willing to work with you, and not some completely alternative person, but someone in the same profession who had a different mindset. Correct?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that's
also been part of my, yeah, it is. And you do. You have to keep an open mind. And the same thing with gastroenterologists. I mean, I've probably been to 5 or 6 or 7 gastroenterologists. And I just went to one probably 6-7 months ago. And I sat there because I'm like, I can't believe I'm back here at a gastroenterologist's office again in the whole MD world, but I need to get these tests run. So she came in the room, and I was just upfront with her. I said, look, this is what I'm trained in. This is what I believe in. This is what I know to be a fact. But I need to find out what's going wrong in my digestive tract and in the colon and some other tests that stool tests aren't going to give me the answers for. So I just really need you to run the tests for me. And she opened up stuff to me like you wouldn't believe. She even got like a little tear in her eye, and she told me about a friend of hers that was able to leave the whole medical realm and go more holistic. And she said, I wish I could do the same, but she said, how do I do that? How do I leave my practice and study this new, all the new latest stuff that's going on? She said, I can't do that. So she said, what I can do for you, I can do what I know what I do and what I do best. And she's like, I can run the colon tests for you and the endoscope, and I can interpret them, and I can give you all the reports and all the samples, and you can go to your professionals, which is you, Steph Jackson. So God love you and bless you for your health. She said, you go take this to your gut specialist. That's what I call you, Steph. It's very hard, as we're all on this online world, to explain to an MD doctor that you're following this gut. And Steph, right. I don't think we even met. We had not even met each other face-to-face at this time.
Right. Yeah, and this is so totally true. I remember sending you in to go and talk to, I was worried they were going to just kick you out.
Yes. So how do you tell an MD, like, I'm listening to this lady and this girl, and we become friends, but I've never met her.
Yeah. Right.
But she knows it all, and I trust her.
Sounds pretty fishy. But that's, I think with all of us kind of searching for answers, because, I mean, all of us at some point have been in front of Google and have been, Googling our medical condition or whatever. Like, it is really hard to know who to trust.
Yes.
In the online world. Yeah. And so that's part of why I'm so excited about your holistic concierge, which I think we'll talk about a bit later.
Yes. And that's why I've felt such a draw to that.
But so how do you stay positive with all of this? Because there's been a lot. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been 18 years. And yet every time I talk to you or I speak to you about any of this, it's a new day and it's a new opportunity and you're optimistic. How do you maintain that mind frame, seriously, going through this?
Yeah. Sometimes it can be hard, but I've just set up, first, one of the things I do is gratitude, and it's something that I've started practicing every morning when I get out of bed or before I get out of bed, and every night as I'm falling asleep. I lay in bed and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm in a house with warm blankets and a family and anything else that I can think that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my day. I'm grateful for a new start.
You focus on your successes. Like you're off of your lupus medications. You're off of several medications that you were on. Like you are making a lot of progress. You're moving forward. Do you focus on those successes or do you focus on gratitude? And it's like, is there a difference?
Yes, it is different. Because you can be grateful for all the things around you, but still feel empty and like you're going nowhere inside with yourself. That's such a great question, Steph. So I do. I think, wow, today I'm not napping anymore. That's a huge success. It's a huge success. When you spend 10 years asleep from 1 to 4, it's like, wow. Yeah. I can make it from the morning till the night. May not feel great, but look how far I've come.
Right, you've gained like extra weeks of time of being awake.
Yeah,
experiencing your life.
Yes. So you've got to notice every little inch. You know, don't be like, oh, but I'm not doing this. You know, I'm not back running my half marathons and racing anymore. But you have to notice the inches that you've made. It's like, wow, I ran a mile the other day. I'm pretty excited about that. It's awesome.
Cool.
So you focus, you spend your day focusing on the positive in what you have done. And if there's days that you know that you're feeling crappy, awful, whatever you want to call it, and it's just not going to be a good day, you don't feel well, whatever, that's when I always just try to reach out and try to make someone else's day a little happier. And you can do that so easily. You can send someone a text message, you know, I love you, I'm thinking of you, how's your day? Someone you haven't talked to in a while, hey, what's up? How's everything going? That's what I try to do. Because as soon as you give of yourself, it's going to come back to you. I mean, we all know the law of attraction. What you put out comes back. And if you make someone else's day, it really lifts you up.
Right.
It lifts you up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like you'll do things like send people gifts or give people things.
Yes. One of my favorite things, thank God for Amazon. One day I remember having just a really bad day in the summer and missing my kids and everything, and my daughter decided to stay at her college for the summer, which was like breaking my heart, and I could have sat there in my misery of my broken heart and been sad and whatever and couldn't get out and couldn't do anything. I was like thinking about her school, and I'm like, oh, Amazon, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to send her 6 beach towels for her and her roommates to start the summer, and a couple puzzles for rainy days. And she was like, Mom, that was so cool getting that, and my friends loved it, and the puzzles, like we never thought about doing puzzles. And which is funny because she had said, you know, when you're all just sitting around doing nothing, we don't want to turn the TV on, but we still want to talk. Like, what can we do? I'm like, do a puzzle. And she's like, okay, Mom, that was so weird. If I went,
puzzle?
Cool.
So I think that's really important to put the focus outside of yourself sometimes. To be giving.
Pick up the phone and call somebody. You know, someone that you know that's like really vibrant and has tons of energy. Their energy is going to radiate and help you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So good music is always an easy one.
Oh, good music is good, yes. Totally.
Yes.
We'll make it like a list at the end.
Yes.
But yeah, so if there was something that could have helped you while you were going through all of this, like any kind of guidance, if you could go back like 20 years ago and talk to yourself, what would you tell her?
Yes. This is such a great question, Steph, because I did. I would be so sad at times because I had lost my mother. I had now, my father passed away from Alzheimer's. I lost my in-laws. I didn't have siblings close by. And who really wants to call friends that are out busy doing stuff and living their life and be like, oh, woe is me. I'm sleeping all day again. So I was like, when I get better, it's like I made a promise to myself that I was not going to let anyone else feel this awful feeling of abandonment and hopelessness and loss of direction and totally misled at times. I was so misled by doctors at times. I didn't want anyone else to go through that. And So now I've started my healing journey. I started my health coaching practice, five-star health coaching. And there's always been this, like, ping or sense of passion, like, okay, this isn't enough, Maura. This isn't enough. You need to do more. And it came to me. Mm. It came to me. And I've set up a website. It's almost done. I'm so excited. Called Your Holistic Concierge. And on this website, it will be like you're walking to a door of health and you have someone there guiding you, like you have a hand holding you. And, you know, I started doing this online stuff because I found so many people that really helped me were online, even though I never met them. Like Dr. Rita Marie was one of the first people that, like, believed in me and that believed that I could get better. And, you know, when you get an email from someone at 2 a.m. saying, I've studied your amino acid test and I think I've got some answers for you, you know, email me when you get up in the morning. Like, what the heck? You don't find that when you walk into a doctor's office. You know, they're pulling your chart out as they walk into your room and are like, what's your problem again? You know what I mean? I've sat there so many times, like, had to retell my story to the same doctor.
Oh, I've had to do that, too. That is just so that makes me leave. Like, I can't handle it. It's like, the story's going to be too long. Like, I don't even know where to start. Don't tell me you don't remember.
Right. Like, just makes you mad.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't want anyone to feel this way. I don't. I want to be there. All I wanted when I was on the couch and couldn't move and had no answers and no hope or whatever, I wanted to be able to pick up the phone or email or text someone and say, this is what I'm going through. What should I do? And that's what I want to do and be for people. I want to be the person that they know and that they trust, that they can reach out and that they can have. Like, I'm right there with you through this journey. I've been there. I've felt that. And I'm on the other side of it now. And I want to spread that hope and wisdom and answers for people. You know, there's a reason I always tell myself, go on.
No, I was just going to say the answers are out there. It's just really confusing.
Yes.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The answers are out there. But when you're sick, like, you know, Steph, you don't have energy to find the answers. Only thing you have energy for is to get from the start of your day to the end of your day. You don't have, you know, and then you get disheartened because you go and you try something and you spend your money and your time. And then it doesn't work, or you find out they're not the right person. And then you lose hope again, and then you kind of stop, you know? So I've done that. I've done all the work. I've done the legwork. I've done the research. I've, you know, combed through people, and I've tried online classes, and, you know, I found the perfect fit for, you know, like the whole body, like mind, body, spirit, you know, like you, as I call you, my gut specialist lady, you know, you're awesome. You're awesome. I wouldn't think of turning anywhere else for digestive issues or problems because I've been through so many people that didn't give me the right answers or didn't make me feel better or put me on prescription drugs. And I'm going to have just a variety of, you know, wonderful people that I've worked with and have touched me. And, you know, when I was setting up the website and talking to my designer, and he was wonderful. He was someone, it wasn't just a website designer. It was a someone that wants to understand your mission and your passion behind your business. Yes. Amazing man. I cannot say enough about him. three calls at least an hour long before he would take me on as my client, as a client of his. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I was like blown away by the guy. Like, because he goes, I have to believe in the mission and the passion behind the person I'm building the website for. I can't build the website. I've had other websites built. No one's ever asked me my passion, my mission, and everything. And it was kind of funny because to begin with, he was like, he couldn't get my idea. And then I'm like, well, and I kept trying to like tell him, you know, I'm going to have a faculty and team members and I'm going to be this guide. And, you know, I've been through it. And I got the name from a girl that's a relationship specialist. And he goes, so I was trying to like have him understand the people that I know. And I said, Veronica, like, she's very needed. And he's like, well, what is she needed for? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And you probably know stuff. When you're sick, I'm like, your relationships suffer. They really suffer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you nobody understands what you're going through. Or, you know, it's hard to, I found.
Yes.
People do not have empathy because they've just not been there. They don't really understand how tired a person can really be.
Right. Right. And that was one of, again, like one of those breakthrough moments with me when my husband and I finally went and saw a marriage counselor because, like, things just weren't working out. And he could finally open up, like, and say, you know, I'm really disappointed because the life I dreamed of isn't here. And you get so wrapped up in your own illness and sickness that you don't realize how it's affecting the other people around you.
Right.
And that was
we're
like
just focused on them not understanding us.
Right. Right. But you have to stop and think of them. Like they've lost something too.
Right.
So it is. It's important to cover all aspects to heal mm-hmm. and to get better.
Right. So you're talking like your relationships, mindset, like EFT tapping, everything.
Yes, yes. Anxiety, depression, you know, a lot of people with autoimmune issues and chronic health issues, you know, mm-hmm. are depressed. And again, I mean, they kept trying to put me on depression medication and everything. I only did it once. But if I could tell you how many times I walked into the doctor's office and walked out with a prescription for depression medication... And I would always get in the car and be like, ah, I am not a depressed person. I know that I'm not a depressed person.
Right. Well, I blame the gut bugs. Like, I blame the gut bugs. Yeah. Like, there's so much that can affect our mindset, but nonetheless, we still need to deal with it to really heal.
Right. Right. So, you know, again, like, I'm not going to claim, and oh, here is another point, Steph, of why I really wanted to do this, because if I could tell myself X amount of years ago, I wish, and this came to me, Steph, while we were out in Utah skiing together, when I was, you know, dreaming on the slopes of my website being designed, I thought, I wish these doctors and people could let go of their ego and just say, I don't have the answer for you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. I don't have, that would have saved me so much headache and problems and money and time if they just said, I don't have the answer. I'm sorry.
Like, it's not just doctors, so it's just every kind of health professional. Anybody, like holistic people, anybody who has any kind of specialty, like we all can't really see outside of our area of expertise. We can't see outside of our box. I blame everything on the bacteria. You know, it's just we are all in our one modality, and kind of would be great to have someone to oversee everything and to know the pitfalls and the strengths of each of these modalities, and then the practitioners, and then, of course, the egos and everything, like you're saying, does get involved. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's when I was so sick, I thought, I wish there was someone that could manage this. Do you know what I mean? Like a general contractor when you get your house built. Or whatever you're doing. You know?
Yeah.
Like, where's the general manager? Why do I have to go to six different doctors and no one's talking and no one's, there's no one there holding all the paperwork together or holding me.
Right. Super true.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm so excited about, you know, to hold it all together for someone that can't hold it together and be their shoulder to cry on and the answers to their prayers.
Yeah. I think that's really great. And I would have loved to have been not alone, so I can see it being really helpful. For sure. So until 3 weeks from now or so, when your holistic concierge is up and we can go through the vetted list of experts and actually get support, what are some things that people can do right now just to kind of change? So let's say we wake up and we're having a bad day. Something's not right. We have a headache. We're foggy, tired, body pain. What are some tips? Like, can you give us like 5 tips of something to do to change mindset right away?
Of course. So to change mindset right away, make your favorite cup of like herbal tea. I like to have a favorite tea mug to put my tea in, something that reminds me of, you know, a loved one or a special place that I've been to. You really have to surround yourself around a lot of love and love yourself through the awful morning. I turn on the music. I put on some favorite music, a meditation. Do a favorite meditation. If you have a favorite person that you've listened to, just to hear their voice. I send all my family members, my kids, my husband, a text, friends, a quick text. If I'm having a really bad day and it's not going to happen, I'll take a warm bath first thing in the morning, get in the bathtub, light a candle, your favorite candle, play some nice music, put some Epsom salts in there, just to kind of relieve that pain and that achiness, so you can get moving. You know, be gentle with yourself, make yourself your favorite breakfast. And I have a plate, and you'll totally laugh, like my family members know they can't touch my plate. And they're like, why does mom get a special plate? I'm like, because it's my favorite plate and I really need that plate some mornings to put my food on so I can smile.
So surrounding yourself with love.
Surround yourself with love. Yes. And be patient with yourself. And again, it's something that I have to work on daily, that we all do, to just be patient with yourself and know it's going to pass. It will pass. You're not going to be in the trenches forever. It will pass. It will pass.
Right.
And you just kind of have to tell yourself that through the bad day. This will pass.
Right.
Some mantras, affirmations.
Yeah. Mantras are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really think your focus on focusing on others, I mean, I see so much focus on the self. I mean, in myself and in our culture right now, it's kind of like, I need to be happy. You know, I need to be fulfilled. Everyone needs to understand me. Why doesn't everyone understand me? There's not a lot of, like, when we're feeling down, giving to others. This is a whole new thing, really.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, I had to quit that job because my life is really for me and I need to be fulfilled. Like, why is my life for me? Like, why can't my life also be improving the lives of other people and sharing love and support? And, you know, do I really have to be the one who ends up the happiest here? Like, I know it's not, you know, painting the prettiest picture, but maybe other people are meant to be happy.
Right. Exactly, Steph, which is such a good point you bring up, and I might, you know, offend some people, but there's all this, you know, buzz right now. Self-care, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I was always like, when I was so sick with the lupus and this, that, and the other thing, and it was, give yourself self-care and do this and do that for yourself and this. And I would always think, what about the person that has to get up and go to work and work 40 hours and might be a single mother? She's not like, oh, I feel bad today. I think I'll go get a massage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'll go do some self-care. Like,
yeah.
No.
Like, she's out there, like, busting her butt, like, going to work, trying to support the kids, and she's, you know, single. And
totally.
So, yeah. So I'm like, reach out to others. You know?
Yeah.
Yes, I think self-care is important, but I think reaching out and making someone else happy, you know, moving beyond yourself is so important.
I think that's important and needs to be said, and I really respect you for saying that and for being a stand for that. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, and that's
so.
Thank you.
So in time, when your website is ready, I'm going to put the link below, and I know that people can go and get a free gift from you.
Yes, I have two free gifts to give your listeners today, Steph, which I'm so excited about. I have a great ebook that's the 2020 guide, and it's actually like the 20 plus guide, but it has 20 recipes from experts. You know, Dr. Rita Marie's on there, Steph, you're on there, people like Dr. Kalish, Ocean Robbins, like, you know, people that you don't really get 20 recipes from every day, and people that don't even give recipes. Or give tips. So it's the 2020 guide. So it has 20 great recipes and 20 tips. They're tips, and it's fun to read through the tips and see how different they all are. And then I also want to give your listeners 15-20 minutes of my time. You know, maybe let's say for the top 7 people that email me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we can't do everybody.
I would love to do everybody, but yes. So for the 7 people that, you know, I get the first emails from, I would love to jump on the phone with you and help you in any direction that you need. You know, mind, body, spirit, whatever you're struggling with, whatever questions you have, order of, you know, priority, what's going on, you know, in your body, you know, digestion, adrenals, thyroid, head issues, brain fog. I've done it all, been through it all, so happy to help.
Awesome. So how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. They just have to email me at mora@5healthcoaching.com.
Okay, awesome. And until the new link is ready, is there somewhere they can go to get your free gift?
Yes. I will send you the link for that, Steph. Does that sound great?
Yeah.
For the 2020 guide?
So we'll just post this. Yes.
Okay.
Post it right below the MP3. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Do you have any final words on positivity and on getting through this to anybody who might be kind of mired in, you know, what each of us was going through at a certain point?
Yeah, you know, another great thing is is get outside. Get outside in nature. It's one of the best things you can do. Breathe in some fresh air, you know, even if you can only walk a block. Get out there and get a new perspective on your day.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the trees, look at the snow, look at the flowers, wherever you happen to be. You know, notice something beautiful outside. Something, again, outside mm-hmm. yourself. Something mm-hmm. beautiful outside yourself. And just hold that tomorrow will be a new day, a fresh start.
Yeah, it always is. Wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you, Maura. You really are an inspiration. And as everybody, I think, who's listening to this at this point knows, mindset is an important part of healing, important part of gut healing, important part of immune system. And without the right mindset, it can be difficult for the physical body to actually heal. And so I look to you for inspiration for that. So I thank you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a complete honor.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
All right. Sounds great.
Awesome. So again, that's Maura Kennedy at 5FIVE starhealthcoaching.com.
Yep.
And we'll have a link below to download the 2020 gift.
Yes. Sounds awesome.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.